Hold on, I'm texting myself.
You're texting yourself?
Yeah, I just remembered.
Oh, okay.
You ever have that thing that you like, you mean to go get it from the store for like 2 weeks and then you can't, and then it finally comes to you?
Yeah.
And you got to stop whatever you're doing and write it down when that happens. I mean, whatever you're doing.
Well, that's what your note sections and reminders are for in your phone.
Exactly.
You don't have to text yourself. Just put it there.
I don't even know where that stuff is, and I don't talk to Siri. Okay. I don't want her in my business.
Oh, she's already in your business. She's listening to everything anyway.
Yeah, I betcha. Yeah, so I had to remind myself because I keep forgetting. You know, because we're in that Thanksgiving window right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the Thanksgiving window where, you know, if you don't get certain stuff that are Thanksgiving staples, I mean, they could run out at any time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to text myself. They got to get the whipped cream. Make sure we have it. Cannot have Thanksgiving without whipped cream. It's got to be the right whipped cream, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The real kind. It can't be that crap. And then pie tins. I need plain and graham cracker.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I just, there we go. Okay, I'll get it after the show.
All right.
You don't know when they're going to run out, and it would be a disaster.
Glad you're getting your shopping list done on company time. That's
no problem. You know what we call that? The lifestyle segment of the show.
There you go.
And then you get away with it. You got to love this, right? Normally you get busted being on social media. You know what I mean? When you work.
Oh, yeah.
If we're not on social media, we get busted.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't post for the last, looks like 6 hours.
Exactly.
You need to step up production.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, I've been meaning to tell you this. Normally we have these discussions in the hallway, but what the heck, you're here.
Okay.
Okay, so most folks, we talk about this in 6 o'clock hour, okay? There's a feud going on in my family. Because my family, as you know, is divided right down the middle between like left and right, right?
Right.
So my my vegan vegetarian cousin generously offered, and was very generous, very sweet of her. She will not go anywhere an animal is being cooked because she cannot bear to smell it. And so she generously offered for all of us to eat a vegan Thanksgiving, and she would foot the bill for the whole thing, right? So she's not asking me to buy her a vegan Thanksgiving. She's going to be in town along with my aunt, who I love. And so my aunt's awesome. So, my cousin is her daughter. So she wanted to come spend Thanksgiving with us, which they haven't done in years. They really wanted to come, the two of them, but she can't stand to smell an animal cooked. And so she, like I said, I mean, so that would have run her, that bill would probably be a couple a couple hundred bucks. Because there's so many of us coming to Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
And so, as I explained to you, I said, "Well, you know, what do I do?" And you cannot tell my husband Rambo Loco he's not having turkey.
No.
She doesn't know him that well. You can't just explain that to him. I mean, he's not going to get it. His idea of a vegetable is when you say, "I'm making potatoes."
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, he's not eating green stuff for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So I had to politely let them know, like, we can't do a vegan Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was very generous offer. We can't do that. Okay, so that then led to her deciding not to come. So my aunt, it's her daughter, right, has to choose between me and her daughter, really me and my husband and her daughter. And well, who am I kidding? The kids aren't eating vegetables for Thanksgiving. That ain't happening.
No.
Okay, my family and her daughter. So she first chooses her daughter. So they're, you know, going to be in town, house sitting. Well, in Charlotte, they were going to come with my dad. Because I cooked the spread for the whole family.
Yeah.
I've taken that over for my mom, and we cook it. It's a thing in our family, as you know, Lee. It's more than just Thanksgiving. I cook things exactly the way my mother does,
right?
So that it will taste and smell like mom on Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's one of the ways we honor and remember her.
Yep.
Even though there's some recipes that, left to my own devices, when I do them at home, I do them a different way.
Right.
That's just my style. We do it in her style, completely authentically. My sister and I do this every year. Okay. So she don't want to come, my cousin. So now my aunt has changed her mind. Okay. So now my aunt is coming to Thanksgiving. She's a Rush Limbaugh fan. She's like us, right? So she's no problem with the dead bird, right?
Yeah.
Which smells fabulous,
exactly.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I even offer, I said, we could do a moment of silence before we serve him.
Yeah.
But that didn't fly. So my aunt has had to choose. So she initially chose her daughter. Now she's chosen me. So now my aunt, my cousin is going to be alone.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving.
Right.
Which I kind of feel like crud about.
Well, that's by her choice.
I know. But we just, you know, and I hate to, you know, so I even offer, I say, listen, you know, will you come and make some vegan dishes? You can come early and use my kitchen and you guys can eat those. Maybe we'll try them. Nope. She can't have the dead animal in the house and smell it.
Well, I wonder if, you know, Rambo Loco may have a device in his go bag there. You know, there's a gas mask. Maybe she can just, go on oxygen or use a gas mask or something or other, while the aroma of the dead bird is wafting through the Servatius household.
I would love to photograph that. Oh, the management would love the hits we would get if put that online.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she doesn't want to see it either.
So,
and we're serving it at the table.
I guess you've got a situation of you can't make the tofu.
I can't take the tofu. No, Are you kidding me? I tried that stuff.
Tofu's not food.
Awful.
There's no point even pursuing that.
So that's a true story. That is where my family is right now.
Tofu,
so
tofu is made up food. It's fake food.
It's fake food. I know.
Fake food.
Fake food. Worse than fake news.
Yeah.
Almost worse than fake news. Texter writes, your cousin has a mental illness. We prefer to think of her as just different. I can't, I cannot, I still cannot believe that some members of my family and me all crawled out of the same gene pool.
I respect the choice of people who choose not to eat meat,
yeah,
but
me too.
Just don't force that on me.
Don't force it on me.
And
yeah,
that's pretty much my attitude, but about a lot of things. You know, I respect you, your decision to do that. You have the freedom and liberty in this country to do that, but that does not necessarily mean that I have to participate nor condone it.
Well, I had to inform my aunt that she had to commit. I meant to update you on the situation. She had to commit because we just barely had enough turkey last year for everyone.
Right. Yeah.
And so if she comes, that's going to push me over the one turkey limit,
which
is fine.
Yeah,
it's totally fine. So I had to go order the turkeys to make sure we had them on time.
Barrel turkey Thanksgiving.
Yes, exactly. So as I want them done a certain way, I want them primed and everything. So so I had to order. So she had to commit. You got to commit.
Yeah.
And she did. So it can be really curious. I'm half betting my cousin shows up anyway because she knows the whole family's going to be there. It would be hard for me to stay, you know, kind of alone if I knew I was alone on Thanksgiving. But I don't know. She lives her belief. She got to give her credit for that.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I respect people who have beliefs and stick to it no matter what the cost. Now, I may disagree with those beliefs, but, you know, I've got to give you some respect on that.
We're having a second faux Thanksgiving where we're all going to go to some kind of vegetarian place with her. She's coming into town a week later and my aunt. So I'm going to have to take one for the team. I don't generally like vegetables much, except as maybe a side. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
well.
But anyway.
That's good of you to do that. That shows showing the love in the family.
Right. So I told Rambo Loco we're going to all go. And he's like, yeah, you guys will go. This vegan stuff. I know. I tried to tell him.
I'll look at it this way. With enough butter, salt, and pepper, most vegetables can be edible.
I don't know. But then you got to get yourself vegan-friendly butter. There's all kinds of rules and stipulations.
Don't
it's not like just vegetarian.
Oh,
it's much more complicated than that.
Good grief.
Trust me.
Oh, this is beginning to sound like a religious ceremony.
Texter writes, Tara, why is it that every vegan, at least the ones I know, are far-left wackos? So it's just why. Well, no. It makes you mental if you don't eat meat. It does. I don't think about it. That's just because you know that there is an archaeologist in me screaming to get out, right? That was what I what majored in and thought I would do, except I couldn't find any way to make money out of it. So I loved it. Our brain cases increased dramatically in size when we began two times in our history. And you can see this because we can take what we know what they were eating because we can analyze their teeth. You can still do this today. All over the world. Two big jumps in human brain size. The first one is when we started scavenging dead animals, right? But we couldn't really break down the proteins because our digestive system is not made for it. The second, so we had the first big brain growth after that. And the second one was when we started cooking with fire, and then we could break the proteins down. Your brain is made of, I know this is going to shock you, Lee, fatty acids and protein. Peptides. Holds it all together. So
nothing
you got
in my
to,
body that is associated with fatty acids surprises me.
Not at well,
all.
You got them in your head, and you need to eat that stuff to keep your brain working right.
Most folks say I've got plenty of that in my head.
Texter, see, this is probably Rambo Loco texting me. No, it's not. I checked the number. My idea of a vegetable is gravy. I don't know that there's of any vegetable content in gravy. At least not the way I do it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Texter writes, just invite the cousin over for dessert after you cleaned up and eating your delicious bread. No, I thought of that, but unfortunately, the smell of the dead bird would still linger in the house from cooking all
that. Well, what about the candles? I mean, my daughters are really into the candle stuff. You know, the scented candles. My wife likes those. My daughters like that. That's something that gets broken out. You know, you could do what is it they put in the... There's something that they always used to put on the stove, the cinnamon and maybe nutmeg, and just boil it and let it sit there on the stove, and that puts out a great aroma. I believe that's what it was.
You know, I'm going to suggest that to my father. He's been the intermediary here to say, hey, listen, why doesn't she come by a little late for dessert?
Right.
I mean, we did kill the apples in the apple pie, but they're...
That's fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it should be good.
Sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Texter writes, Oh, I can picture this. Why I'm laughing. Texter writes, Breaking Bad, which I loved that show.
Yes.
Breaking Bad Thanksgiving at Tara's, complete with gas masks available at the front door.
There you go.
Whatever it takes for us to all get along for just 3 hours, right?
Yeah, well,
you could get a bacon scented candle.
Oh, no. That sort of defeats the purpose here, Chris.
Yeah, I think it does. Oh, but it would smell good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or why not just make some bacon, you know?
Yeah, a whole big
mess. Who needs the candle part?
Yeah, now my mouth is watering. I gotta go. Up! Looks like Broward County is now an hour late, starting the manual recount. In effect, I don't understand how exactly this happened, but this is from the headline. Erasing the 700 votes found for Rick Scott. Folks, I hope that they don't steal this election from him. It looks like the Republican DeSantis is going to be certified as governor. I can't tell you how critical that is, because he must turn around and go straight after Brenda Snipes. She cannot be allowed to continue to hold that position through 2020. She will steal the election from Trump. Guarantee it. This is a dry run for. She's already been found. This is the elections director of Broward County. She's already been found by a court to have committed voter fraud. Which I guess when you're a Democrat, they just find that. And then you go bopping on about your business. There's no charges or anything. It's okay. Even if you were out on the campaign trail for the woman that benefited, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to the detriment of her liberal opponent. By the way, you know, the media is pretending that this is just racism, right? This is just, you know, this is just questioning the vote. You're trying to keep down minority. Now, how we would know the votes counted here are minorities when they won't even tell us where they came from? Or how they were created after Election Day. They still haven't specified that for the 80,000. We don't know. But it's just an assumption. So if you question this, you're a racist, right? Well, here's what kills me about this. Back long, long ago in June of this year, the Florida Sun Sentinel wrote an editorial. And in it, they demanded the removal of, guess who? Brenda Snipes. Nobody called them racist. Why? Because she had been found to have committed election fraud. This is the liberal newspaper, the Florida Sun Sentinel. So for these liberals walking around and reporters acting like, oh, they're trying to steal the election from the people stealing the election. Yeah, they know better. They know better. They were outraged when the Bernie Sanders supporter had the race stolen from him by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her best sidekick, Brenda Snipes, who, when she's not fraudulently running the Board of Elections down there, is actually on the campaign. She was campaigning with Wasserman Schultz. Still has a job. It's insane. No Republican would ever get away with this. Anyway, so Broward County has started the manual recount 1 hour late. Rick Scott is still barely hanging on to the Senate seat. We'll see if they're able to steal it. By the way, after they get done with all these recounts, you can expect them to process this by a bunch of liberal judges as well. The deadline missed erased again the 700-vote gain for Rick Scott, who they are still, they've given up on the idea of stealing the seat from DeSantis, but they are still aiming to steal a seat from Rick Scott. So we'll see. What is this, like the after game? No, I mean, we all know about pregame, right? This is the after game. Well, it looks like, fill in the blank here, the Republican is up by 5 points, but we gotta wait for the recount. Gotta wait for the count. See how many votes come in after the fact. Yeah, they're illegal, but we don't care. Every vote must be counted. Unless it's a Republican vote, in which case we won't count it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, looks like the Black Caucus has endorsed Nancy Pelosi. I support Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker. Nobody could better articulate the complete and total derangement of the Democrat Party than her. So I think that's good. That's good. Meanwhile, I want to explain something to you, because you've probably seen this, but you don't understand what Kamala Harris actually meant, because nobody's explained that. There's a hearing in the Senate the other day for the new director of ICE, right? And you've probably seen this now, because Kamala Harris, Democrat senator, and by the way, not a far left loon. She is totally in the mainstream of the Democrat Party. She's one of their top five presidential candidates, right? So she, very rationally compared ICE, which does immigration enforcement on our borders, to terrorists and the KKK. Okay, you can catch what's going on in this clip I'm about to play. You have to understand what the Democrats are angry about here, because if you haven't watched closely, you don't understand. Mazie, Senator Mazie Hieronimo, who herself is a loon, explained that what the Democrats want recently, so it was at another Senate hearing, is they want civil ticketing and fines for illegal immigrants. In other words, they will not be pursued criminally in any way, and they will not be stopped at the border. So it's kind of like speeding, right? The cop stops you. Hey, ma'am, do you realize? Yeah. Okay, here's your ticket. And you drive off, right? That's what they want. No, she actually said that. They want to treat it like a traffic ticket. So you come in here, you've got all the underage girls you've kidnapped, you plan to sex traffic them into America, nobody stops you, nobody questions you, you get a ticket, welcome to America, and off you go, right? Nobody sees you again until you vote Democrat two or three times. That's what they want. Treat it like a civil offense, much like a speeding ticket. And you got to, you know, demand to show up in court, but of course they don't, right? So this is why she's so mad. She's angry they're enforcing the law. Now listen to Kamala Harris, totally in the mainstream of the Democrat Party, argue with the future head of ICE that ICE is comparable to the KKK and terrorist because it terrorizes illegal immigrants by applying the law.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
Do you hear that? ICE being used to enforce the laws. That's the problem. Do you see any parallels with the KKK, she asks.
I do not see any parallels between
sworn
officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK?
She goes on to explain that they are in the same category because immigrants, particularly Mexican immigrants and Guatemalan and Honduran immigrants, fear ICE. She means illegal immigrants. That's because they're doing their job enforcing the law. But she's outraged by it because this is not what they want. It's not what they want. Make sense? Yeah. It's terrifying. So in one of their recounts, Lee, they found an extra 700 votes for found. You know, they just come out of nowhere, these votes.
Oh, yeah.
In Broward County. They found an extra 700 votes for the Republican, Rick Scott.
Oh, you're kidding me.
They did. Well, no, but they're gone now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like sort of missed.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning.
Into the ether.
Yes, into the ether. They're gone because the race was not certified by the deadline. The votes are erased.
And I see now the stories coming out of Georgia where Stacey Adams is, even after the vote is being certified, that she's thinking about suing and taking it to the Supreme Court.
Why not?
Well, exactly.
You
because
the right liberal judge,
election results do not matter.
No, they don't.
To Democrats.
It's what you meant to do.
Yeah. It's your perception. Thank you, Senator Harris.
I don't understand this undervote thing. I got to tell you, in our races here, there were several races where I didn't like either candidate.
Right.
I didn't vote in that race. I would be enraged if somebody took my ballot and said, oh, she skipped that race. How did she mean to vote?
Exactly.
Well, up here she voted for the Republican, so maybe she meant the Republican here. What right do they have to do that? How have we gotten here?
Absolutely. It's nuts.
Do you do that? Do you skip races? I do.
Occasionally, yeah. There have been things where
I'm not voting for that fool.
I don't know anything about this position, and you know, we get down to Soil and Water Commission and all this stuff, and it's like, I have no idea. And sadly, I should, but you don't. I mean, it's just we never know anything about these people sometimes. And yeah, occasionally I'll come down to that. Or there may be someone that's on the ballot. It's just like, I can't support this one person, and I'm not going to vote for a Democrat or, you know, any other Green Party or anything else. So just, you know, you just leave it blank, and that's fine. And if that is considered an undervote, of course, the thing is in South Carolina, I don't understand the overvote thing. I guess on a ballot that you fill out that you can – you could mistakenly vote for two people for the same office. Here in South Carolina, with our so-called archaic voting system, which is electronic, you can only vote, you know, once in each race, as it should be. I don't know.
Here's a simple solution. You overvote.
That vote
doesn't count.
Exactly.
That doesn't count. It's
any
not hard.
Other election, any other organization, that's what happens. I know with the church when we have elections, if we tell folks, you know, you vote for one person here or, you know, we're making nominations and you put too many nominations in, it doesn't count. We just throw it out and we go on to the next one. I mean, that's it.
Well, here's what's happening right now. And this is scary. Yesterday, Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner ordered a recount after a machine recount counted in excess of 8.3 million votes, blah, blah, blah. The machine will reject overvotes. And so this order gives the canvassing boards in the states and counties 3 days to pore over thousands of ballots that were rejected by machines because of overvotes. An attempt, the volunteers that serve the canvassing boards, to decide what the voters must have meant. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
if we can't figure out what you meant, that's on you.
You either
chuck that vote.
Or you don't. And yes. There's no voter intent. That is just nuts.
Right. And I don't care if you meant to vote for a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care.
Exactly.
You couldn't get it right?
Exactly.
Chuck your vote. You know, do better next time.
Here's something interesting. I was just noticing, we just got something from the AP that gave a complete rundown of all the governor's races. I guess they're assuming now that these races are over, but they did all 50 states. And I got to looking at Arizona. Do you know that the Arizona Republican governor there won by a staggering amount?
Several hundred thousand more votes.
I mean, it was almost like a 10 percentage point, almost a 10 percentage point. isn't it interesting that you can vote for Republican governor? And then for the Senate race, it's down to just a few thousand votes between Sinema and McSally. Now, I realize that you vote for the person, you vote in that office. But if you're a voting bloc in Arizona and you believe that a Republican governor is good for you, why would you not believe that a Republican senator would be good for you, too? I find that really odd. I'm not making any accusations.
I think Arizona's odd what happened in that race.
Well, even Sinema called him crazy anyway. So
she is crazy. Well, she would know.
Yeah, she's got those.
She's a pro-Taliban
crazy girlfriend
Marxist.
Eyes.
Yeah, pro-Taliban Marxist. Her eyes don't look that crazy, although they should because she's nuts.
Well, it's the glasses. It sort of hides
it. Oh, it hides it. Okay, yeah. Deflects.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's what Ocasio-Cortez needs. She needs to get her some glasses.
Get her some good, big, thick glasses.
Yeah, she wouldn't look quite as crazy. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The crazy ex-girlfriend.
People who wear glasses always appear more intelligent.
They do.
It's perception.
Every time.
Senator Harris.
Yeah.
Perception. Yeah.
oh, my God. I'm sorry. Texter writes here, if your vegan cousin does show up for Thanksgiving, right after the blessing, Rambo Loco should pull out a 9-inch Rambo-style knife from his belt and stab the bird and say, just making sure it's dead, kids, and let the fun begin.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, boy. All right. Meanwhile, let's hear you want a yes or no answer to this one, okay? What is this? Well, forget that part. Okay. What does this remind you of? The German government decides to launch secret police. That didn't go so well last time.
No. Not
well at all. The German government, I kid you not, I am not making this up, is having a discussion on launching a secret police wing.
I guess they're not going to call it the SS this time.
No, they probably have to get a new word for it.
Yeah.
It'll be the same thing, though. You know what they're going to do? Spy on the right-wing opposition party. They're called the AfD, the Alternative for Germany.
Just like the Obama administration did during the election.
Yeah, like that. You're right. I guess here we call it the FBI and the DOJ. Yeah. I mean,
and the FISA court.
Wow. I mean, you want to talk about the Gestapo, right? Germany launching new secret police to spy on the opposition party. Well, that has been done in Germany before. Perhaps they should check their history books.
And exactly what is the current German government concerned about the right wing doing?
Oh, because they're racist.
And why would they be considered racist?
Well, because it's bad. Because you can tell they're racist because they oppose massive migration without checks of who's coming into the country. So clearly tell they're racist.
That completely explains
right,
it.
And that makes them dangerous, and so they have to be spied on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Hans Gorg, somebody, the conservative head of the something, that's the party.
You're not good on the German, huh?
No,
you need
I'm
to
not.
Work on that.
And I that's where my family's from.
Exactly.
Farfignugen. Yes. Argued against the surveillance, understandably, right? He'd be under surveillance since he's the head
exactly.
of the party. Yeah. As there is no evidence the AfD endangers the Constitution. He's now been forced out of office. In May, Merkel claimed that mobs were hunting down foreigners in the streets, angry over the killing of a young German man by refugees. He was stabbed to death. Mobs were in the streets. They were really angry.
Can't imagine why they'd be angry about
some German citizen being killed by one murder. I mean, it's not like it was a lot of murders.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have been that mad. Ugh, duh. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so Hans Gorg Mobben called her out on her lie, publicly declaring there was no evidence anybody was hunting down migrants or anybody else in Chemnitz. He was subsequently forced to step down. During his time in office, he was extremely effective, managing to prevent 7 major terror attacks since 2015. So we can't have that. Okay, so anyway, the German government is now considering launching a secret force to spy mainly on social media and online on the opposition party, the AfD. Wow, why don't we just go full Iron Curtain? Why don't we just skip the interim? You know what I mean?
Sounds eerily familiar.
Right. Well, the French don't want to be left behind, though. No. They want to get on this, too. Do you know what they just did in France?
What's that?
They are embedding, and this is the logical next step. We'll see this in our country. They are embedding regulators into Facebook.
Embedding regulators.
They're actually going to go to the Facebook offices and work on examining hate speech so as to study on behalf of the government how to silence it.
Yeah.
So you have, in both of those, you know, and you just secret police are going into the Facebook headquarters, basically what's going on.
We'll probably have a federal social media commission similar to our FCC anytime soon.
Are you kidding me? When our left is here, get a look at this. They're like, oh, wow, we want our own secret police.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to send Antifa to Tucker's house anymore. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't have to do that.
Shut him down before he ever gets to work.
Exactly. Like if another conservative candidate wants to run for city council in Seattle, we don't have to threaten to rape his wife or threaten to kill his children on the school website or, you know, stand outside their home when they try to leave to go to work or try to get his wife fired just because he wants to run for office, even though he's never said a single thing that was offensive. We don't have to personally do that anymore. You can just stick the secret police on him and maybe they'll disappear. Isn't that the next step?
What it sounds like.
I can't believe these headlines. I mean, I can't believe France and Germany are doing this and that they can't see in their own history how this ends. Every time. Texter writes, Tara, back to the breakdown of amino acids. I can't seem to break down my fat acids. Okay, I think you were kind of misunderstanding that segment. That was, okay, we're done here. Texter writes, wait, did you finally figure out how to cook a turkey? Yeah, I did. Here's how you do it. Buy it pre-brined, smoked, and fried. And to take it home and heat it up for 2 hours. Works every time. Yeah, I give up. I surrender. I can't do it. Texter writes, my ex-wife used to tell me to get my fat acids up. She was an amino acid woman. Guess that didn't work out, did it? Texter writes, Ocasio-Cortez is already complaining about being discriminated against on Capitol Hill. Source, Daily Wire. Yeah, I think they finally got her an apartment, though. She was expecting to go completely on the dole just for winning. She didn't understand that you have to actually be sworn in first before the government takes over paying for everything. Yeah. Texter writes, where'd it go? Oh, Tara Enley, Texter writes, Limerick alert. They took Avenatti to jail, and he called Stormy Daniels for bail. Her answer was curt, and it probably hurt, like you told me, the check's in the mail. Ouch. Another Limerick alert. Pelosi is older and wiser, older and weaker. They need someone younger and sleeker. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez will soon run for prez, so why not just let her be speaker? Yeah, there you go. Texter writes, communist East Germany named their secret police the Stasi. That would be a good name for this new group of left-wing thugs and snoops. Yeah, you didn't know that, right? No, I mean, I'm going to pick this up again on Monday and do it earlier on the show because it's that important. We literally have France and Germany launching their own secret police to spy on right-wingers because they're dangerous to the Constitution. It's nuts. The AfD MP, Peter Breistrin, a Czech refugee from communism, was surveilled by the Bavarian Verfassung Wachschutz over a Facebook post where he called protest by the identitarian movement nonviolent and humorous. Although Breistrin made it clear that he and the AfD, that's the conservative party they're spying on now, were not part of the identitarian movement. His house was searched and a hard drive containing his children's cartoons was confiscated. So, I mean, they're not joking. The German and French governments are literally launching secret police, I kid you not, to spy on members of the party and regular people who identify as right-wingers. in those countries because they consider them to be dangerous. They're racist, you know. Bryston went to court arguing against the illegal, this is in Germany, against the illegal search and seizure and against publishing the surveillance campaign. He won. Quote, when I fled communism 30 years ago, I never would have dreamed that one day I would be pursued by the secret police again with the same Stalinist smear tactics, but this time in the West, in a supposed democracy. But Angela Merkel, she's the head of Germany, was a propaganda officer in the Socialist Youth League. So I guess these are just her natural instincts coming out. Ooh, they're going to spy on him for that, saying that. You can't say that. My point in bringing all this up, folks, this is the natural direction in which the left is going, particularly, you know, you see in France, and this is the natural next step. France is embedding government regulators into Facebook to study and examine hate speech by the right wing, not the left wing. Who cares about them? It's the right wing. The right wing's the problem. If hate speech by the left wing, no big deal. So. This is a problem. And so when you look at what is happening in Europe, and I bring you updates daily, it is terrifying. We have literally watched in our lifetime the Iron Curtain come up on Eastern Europe and begin to fall on Western Europe. Something I never thought I would see. My point? We got to win here. We can't not fight here because there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Europe is just much further down the road than we are. Eastern Europe looks good. But right now, they're not powerful enough to withstand Western Europe. So, I mean, when you look at what they're planning, and this is they're planning one world government anyway, so that they can crush any opposition. This is it. This is the last fight. It's not just the last fight for America or for freedom. It's the last fight in the world. Because you may not realize that your back's in a corner and there's nowhere to run. Embedding secret police in Facebook. You've got to be kidding. What will next week's headlines say? All right. It's a beautiful day out there. Get out there and enjoy it. Have a great weekend.